Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is December the 6th, 2023. It's Wednesday, and I have an honor. It's always my honor to have Professor Joe on as my co-host, and I want to thank Charlene Renee, 2100show.com, for doing a backup of this recording, because I'm having problems getting into my internet site to put a last show up. So she's doing a backup for me, and I want to thank her for that. But I have the honor, folks, to have a super spook, 007, Gene Chip Tatum. And he's got chiptatum.com, his website, but I've known Chip for years. We did several things together. Created a Veterans Truth radio network, and we've also, Gene, and I want to talk about this, but why I was hiding from the FBI, who was trying to arrest me for causing four congressional investigations back to back. Gene Chip Tatum, there was a fax that came across Pennzoil headquarters. J. Hugh Lickey, Daddy Bush's, George Herbert Walker Bush, I call him Daddy Bush, Gene, his partner in crime, Pennzoil headquarters, part of the invasion of the Cuba and all the other stuff, but facts came across there needed $2.5 million to do Operation Lockdown on Bush competition in Dallas. Now I got my hands on that fax, and I read that over Chuck Carter's show. And here I am, hiding from the FBI, able to do radio shows. I did about 79 of them before they finally caught me. But I avoided them. And it was Archibald Cox, the special prosecutor. It was his daughter who allowed me to call her, and then she called the radio stations collect, so the FBI couldn't track me. She's in another country hiding out now. But that was Phyllis Cox. Now, Gene Chip Tatum, you came to me, and I remember one of the first things you said to me, or by phone, and it was Al Martin that hooked us up, the Iran-Contra whistleblower, and you mentioned the Ross Perot facts. Do you recall that? Okay, what did they do? You didn't take the job to hit Ross Perot, put him out of business, but you ended up in prison over it. Is that true?
Well, not only over that, I was non-compliant with the enterprise. So, that's what got me in on the wrong side of the tracks with them.
Yeah.
They wanted Ross Perot neutralized. They didn't care how I did it, but they wanted him not to continue running for office. I refused to do that. I advised him. You know, even though I walked away, there's always someone else in line.
Oh, yeah.
The next guy in line went after the daughter and tried to intimidate Ross through the daughter. I mean, intimidation, you know, is one of the tactics using neutralizations, and that's only one of them.
Well, Rust was taking my information while I was hiding from the FBI, and I was calling him up, and he was hooking me up, and it was Margie Sloan that turned me on to her. She was the one that was in the book, The Mafia, CIA, and George Bush by Peter Burton, and Al Martin was talking to her, and I was talking to her, and they put part of my information in the book. I'm not referenced, but it was the Silverado and the Chicago connections, and Al Martin gave him a bunch of stuff, but Ross Perot became a friend. And when Reagan got shot, there were six people assigned to oversight over the CIA because Reagan was afraid they were involved in his shooting. And so anyway, Ross Perot was one of them. And he had been naval intelligence, came out of the academy and never served. And, you know, of course, he was the designer of software for our aerospace divisions, should we say. And, I mean, he's a powerful guy, but he was taking phone calls from me. And he assigned 35 CIA agents and 35 people from IRS volunteered to go after Leonard Milman, my ex-father-in-law. And they did. And in 1997, a grand jury was held. I was invited. Federal agents at the door told me if I didn't leave, FBI agents, they were going to arrest me on the spot. So I had to leave the building. But next day I called to let them know that I had been there. And the whole bit at this grand jury, they had sealed it under national security, Clinton's debt. And it was Kaufman out of the U.S. Attorney's Office out of Washington. But Leonard Milman got fined $80 million for bribing Mayor Federico Pena for his vote on the airport at $2.5 million. Rodrigo Pena had to resign as secretary first he'd been secretary of transportation and mayor of Denver and then secretary of transportation and then secretary of DOE. Well, he had to resign because he was under indictment. And he paid a $1 million fine for taking a $2.5 million bribe from Phil Wynn, the convicted HUD figure that never spent a day in jail, and fined Silver, the head federal judge, put it on stay until Clinton's gave him a presidential pardon the day before they left office. But Mayor Federico Pena had to pay up $1 million he had left of the $2.5 million in 1997. And Larry Mizell, that took over for Melman, that's Denver, he's one of the fallen angel possessed, alien possessed, the super oldest, super spook oldest Johnson used to say, that lived in your father-in-law, lived for thousands of years when they inhabited him, and now it's in Mizell, because Mizell was the one that did so well. Then there's Norman Brownstein. Brownstein and Mizell have been partners for years. They were law school partners in 1972 when Daddy Bush, or when Milman hired him out of law school. Now, Milman was getting a 10,000 apartments a year to build out of HUD, biggest piggy bank. Wasn't putting anything into it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. AIMCO in Denver has 500,000 apartment units underneath its umbrella. Terry Considine, Neil Bush's good friend, oh, but he's the one that run it. But they take a lot of entities and created some to take the heat off them. But Ross Perot had this grand jury going in a sting operation on them. And the guy that was the busted John Gotti, he was in jail with me in Denver under protective custody. He was a CIA agent, New York cop, signed to the CIA. And they couldn't get Gotti for all the murders, so they got him for that. But he was in jail with me. Super spook Otis Johnson busted the Louisiana governor. He was direct assistant to William Casey. And I remodeled his house and was at his house for a year. And he got me several other contracts, including one down the street to remodel from him. And so anyway, the point is that we became pretty good friends. And he told me a hell of a lot. And he was a true 007. He was the Glomar Explorer. He was Jerry Henderson's partner, Grumman Aerospace. And there's a secret underground house in Las Vegas. If you punch in 007 on my search box, you'll see it. But Otis was involved with Howard Hughes and the Glomar Explorer and picked up that nuclear sub back in the 70s. And then he went over on a mission to take pictures of Russia and out there in Siberia, a new shipping area for their weapons and so forth that we couldn't penetrate through their shield. So someone had to go in, and he did as a farmer from Nebraska. It ended up being buried in Ponca City, Oklahoma. But he ran a good mission. He got the pictures the U.S. government needed, and it caused him his first heart attack. But Otis was direct assistant to William Casey when CIA Director Casey, and Casey had resigned or quit. And then he turns around. He's going to testify before Congress one morning to how Bush had robbed and looted the country and turned the place upside down with Ollie North and others, with FEMA and the whole bit. And he was to testify, and Bush had two goons holding Brown, break his door down, and went inside, and he held him down while Bush stuck a needle in his temple, causing him a cerebral hemorrhage. Now, Otis saw him before his death, and so did another agent, one of the top two chiefs. As Bush, or Otis, told me, he saw them doing a human sacrifice in Denver, Colorado on the solstice when he had to have an order signed by Casey for George Bush, and he was there. And he told him, if you ever tell anybody what you saw, he says, I'm going to come kill you personally. Now, so I know a few things. I've met a few people. And Gene Chip Tatum is equivalent to an Otis Johnson. I mean, he really is. Your bio here, I got it up on my website on stuweb.com. It was dated 2023, November the 27th. I put it up. And you go by date there. It's the CIA NSA 007 Gene Chip Tatum. Now, I'm going to read from it's called WikiSpooks. CIA Drug Trafficking, U.S. Deep State Task Force Alpha, deep state operative who has named a lot of names, especially in the area of CIA drugs trafficking and Iran-Contra deal. Doris Jean Chip Tatum claims to have been an assassin for George H.W. Bush, who quit in 1992 after Bush ordered him to neutralize Ross Perot, a word he specifically clarified did not necessarily mean assassinate, but include intimidation or blackmail. Tatum reportedly became active as a whistleblower in 1995 after being charged with treason. Career, whistleblowing, Team Red Rock, Pegasus, organization, history, terrorist incident, working group, representation, Tatum declaration, assassination, assassin, death of Olaf Palme, death of Romero Navarro, death of Amir Nir, I think is how it's pronounced, Gusto Alvarez, Ortega Cousin, death of something, J-A-R-R-A-H, Adolfo Claro, order to assassinate William Kennedy, order to assassinate Ross Perot, rollback, Iranian superbills, appeal to Gabriel Tabota, reception, confirmation activities, fraud case, reappearance, Wiki Army, Elizabeth Shalis allegation, ChipTatum.com, five death rumor, that's what it is, there's rumors out there, you're dead, six references, career, to his own account. Tatum was a helicopter pilot for the United States Army from 1982 to 1996, during which time he flew missions Central America and also from Fort Campbell, Kentucky. From 1986 to 1992, he was an agent for the Central Intelligence Agency operating under deep cover assignment. Whistleblowing after the hit on Ross Perot. Team Red Rock. Tatum claimed to have participated in the attack on Cambodia's main airport in Phnom Penh on January 22, 1971, as part of American Special Forces team under orders from Richard Nixon, Henry Kissinger, and Alexander Haig. By the way, Kissinger's dead, folks, in the past couple days. According to Tatum's account, his team brought in Viet Cong prisoners to kill and leave behind for the Cambodians to find. Someone in the chain command had ordered the Montaganans or something, guides, to kill the team members after the mission. The list goes on. Pegasus, the organization of everybody. Let's see, we got the names. Ollie North. Terrorist Working Group, DOD, Department of Defense, Ted Shackley, Richard Secord, Oliver North. You know them all. William Casey. CIA Director, William Cohen Powell, General, Donald Gregg, let's see who else is in here, Sir Colin Figures, formerly head of MI6, Cabinet Office under the Premier of Margaret Thatcher, Admiral Amir, or A-M-I-R, A-M, Nir, now he was a Israeli, as I recall. Central Intelligence Agency, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF. Now, this is all connected to you. William Barr, Oliver North, George Bush. William Barr, Buddy Young, Felix Rodriguez, Oliver North, Joe Fernandez, Manuel Noriega, and Mike Harari, Mossad. I know that name. Manuel, the list goes on. Let's see what else other names are in. William Barr, Bill and Hillary Clinton. It's now. Let's talk about some of the stuff that you were involved with, Gene, because you haven't talked about any of this in public for a long time.
Okay, Charlene, Gene.
All the stuff that you did for the government. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean,
under orders coming, some directly from the White House.
Okay, from Daddy Bush and others. Now, okay, you're quite famous. you made some videos at different times, and they're out there, and you have your website. I want to delve into, because we only had an hour here, I want to delve into the current times. What's going on in the planet right now? What's your opinion of the bigger picture of all this Israeli fighting and us involved in the war over there and the whole bit? What's your opinion of this?
My opinion is we need to be uninvolved. That's my opinion. We just need to walk away from all that and get uninvolved. There's a crisis going on in the United States that affects every single person in the U.S. right now, with all these different movements going on, with the craziness in the schools. Look, I'm going to tell you what's caused this. People may disagree with me, but I don't give a rat's ass, because it's, if they can't handle the truth, well, then that's too bad.
Yeah, and you tell the truth, buddy.
It's the socialistic movement, the liberal movement that's come into the United States from other countries. I'm down here in Central and South America. The social democratic movements, you see it in Venezuela, you see it in Argentina, you see it in Brazil, you see it in now in Ecuador. These socialist movements are moving north. They have moved north and into the United States, and by all these tens of thousands and millions of immigrants coming up there that were raised under these socialist ideals, are now there spreading those same ideals there. And it's killing
America. So, what do you think is going to happen? Basically, the extinction of, should we say, the white race in America?
I wouldn't say the white race. The extinction of what we've known as our standard of living. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a joke. Now, Joe, fire it up here, buddy, with some questions for Gene.
Gene. So, are you with the Darien Gap?
Very familiar. I was arrested in Colombia because of the Darien Gap.
Yeah. Could you explain that to the listeners about the Darien Gap and why and where these invaders, that's what I call them, are coming up through the Darien Gap and then up through Mexico?
Well, the Darien Gap is the border area in Colombia and Panama, and so you have very light immigration policies with the Middle East and some of the South American countries. So what happens is Middle Easterners can come into South America, they can migrate through overland. Look, I'm driving down interstates here, I've seen tractor trailers full of immigrants, the back of tractor trailers just full of immigrants, open bed tractor trailers. Heading to the big shopping center in the sky, or in the north. They come through Ecuador, they get to Ecuador, and they can come through up through the same route that drugs take, up through Colombia and into the Darien Gap. The Darien Gap is a very difficult area to navigate, and thus it's also a very difficult area for police or immigration or anyone to handle it, and they don't, because that area is handled by the narcotraficantes and the paramilitaries. So they come through the Darien Gap, they get in to Panama, then from Panama, there are various ways they can go north. They can keep going north. Going through Costa Rica is a difficult run for them, so they're bypassing as much as they can, and that's border. But they can go on boats. They can go on several different ways. They can get on planes easily and fly out of Panama north. So it's not that difficult, and especially these days with all the corruption going on in Panama and the violence going on in Panama. It's a mixed bucket there, and it makes it very easy for the terrorists to move from South America, from Middle East to South America, South America, Central America, and up into the United States.
Okay, now Gene, are you familiar with the Hollow Earth, William the Hollow Earth, the Admiral Byrd, wrote the book The Hollow Earth, showed that there was a sun inside the earth, because he went to the South Pole chasing the Nazis, lost 2,000 men, testified before Congress after, you know, during World War II, and then later he wrote the book and exposed what he had seen. And they also sent him into the North Pole, okay? And two Air Force jets, I saw him at Otis's house, he pulls out his bow drawer and hands me, after telling me, the two Air Force jets flew in the North Pole. It was still classified, okay? And what they reported on their report, I read them, okay? And they followed two flying saucers in there, and their gauges went nuts, and they see a big sun in there and this big river going through the place, and they flew and turned around because they didn't know what their gas gauge was. So they flew back out the same direction they came in. They were back in Earth atmosphere. But Joe, I think, was bringing up this DeBarian Gap, I think is how you call it, Joe, that you've discovered it, that it comes up by Hawaii, and it's part of an artery out of the Hollow Earth, and in behind Denver, it's where Denver Underground, Washington D.C. number 2 is, and it's right there underneath Idaho City, Idaho, is where the compound is. And Dick Cheney was in there for much of the time that he was in the White House. He was doing his work from there, but he went over to Denver Tech Center, where they had a hotel over there that he took the presidential floor, and it took him to the sub basement that they escorted him over into the tunnels. But that's where the secret White House is. Are you familiar with any of that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
My knowledge, my personal knowledge of the Gap is flying attack helicopters in Lower Clark.
Okay. But there is some kind of a tunnel that comes up by there. Joe, you want to explain it for the listening audience real quick?
I kind of think with what Chip is getting at here is this deep underground military bases. Maybe that, using that term, how familiar are you with that, Chip? Deep underground military bases.
In the U.S., I'm familiar, but down here.
No, in the U.S. In the U.S.
Yes, they exist.
Now, did you, and I don't want to get you in trouble here, did you have an occasion to go into them?
Into one, but I've delivered a lot of personnel to flying them.
Now, you were flying everybody, and all these names I named off in the beginning. I mean, you were directly associated with these people, doing business with them.
We were flying others. We were flying terrorists in and out of the country. One of the major routes we used was out through Canada, because it was so easy for them to get into Canada. They would bring them across Canada into the northern states, the Midwest, drop them off there. When the government's involved and NORAD radar is up, it's up. But we would know when they were going down for maintenance too, and so we'd just, you know, fly low level in, drop off our passengers. We'd fly passengers out, get them out of the country. So it just calls on the mission. Whatever the mission calls for, we did.
Yep. But you were classified as a 007 type to its max.
I was an intelligence asset, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, you did something during Jeb Bush's election. And we were pounding him. We were pounding him, you and me, on the radio quite often. And it was getting serious. And these were nationwide broadcasts that I was able to get on, you know, with a 150-watt blaster out of California, you know, heard in several cities. KDNO and stuff like that. But we did on several of them. Dave Wolf's show out of New York, he had a large one, reached a lot of New Yorkers. Anyway, we were hitting a radio show down there in Florida, and the guy was putting us on every Sunday night, and then hammering Jeb Bush, and even Al Martin, I think, had come on there once or twice. And it was like put Bush in the ground, and then some gal on a different radio show, different station, Monday through Friday, had to go in and try to fix what we said on the air and how you jabbed Jeb Bush because you knew his activity. Now, just before Jeb Bush's election for governor, which he didn't become, you ruined it for him. You took a flyer and you made up a flyer and you went in and put on this little outfit that looked like you were a part of the chefs, and you placed a little envelope or these little flyers underneath every plate in the place so people could find them. And you had to leave the country over that. Is that not true, or is it true?
Actually, it wasn't a flyer. It was the Tatum Chronicles. It chronicles the Bush's involvement in drugs, and, including Jeb. We placed it under it. It was a big fundraiser, the biggest in the
Yeah, you ruined his election.
We placed it under the placemats. Yeah. Everyone got one.
He didn't become governor.
And then I was invited to get the hell out.
Yeah. In an emergency condition. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of quite a few things that you've done now. You were involved on the link that I've got up on you. There's a video of us talking on one of the radio shows, but it was about the mortgage fraud. So if people want to listen to that, then go into my internet site on the link on you. That's I just had up here just a minute, and it was dated. Let's see. November the 27th, folks, is the link. It says CINSA 007 Gene Chip Tatum. But up there, you were talking about the mortgage fraud, and I don't want to get into it and all, but, I mean, it's come back to bite a lot of people in this country where they're taking over their properties right now. And it's a couple big monster writs controlled by old boys in Denver, Mizell and Brownstein. So, anyway, I've heard...
Brownstein is where we deliver the documents.
Yeah. Now tell them about that story with Brownstein.
Well, we were based on a outside of Lamar, Colorado, on a secret communication site. People thought it was AT&T. We were actually running communications. We were shooting signals into the space and recording what came back down to LAP, operating location Alpha Bravo, NORAD. We were also producing, not actually producing, but generating and delivering loan documents. And these were, as we opened them and get them, they were actually produced by a small bank in Colorado, and we would get those documents and deliver them to Denver to the office of Brownstein, Attorney Brownstein. They were basically homes that titles of homes that were being put into other people's names. Homes are being stolen right out from under. A lot of them weren't where even were properties that didn't exist with homes. And those were packaged up and sold to the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in bulk sales, hundreds of millions of dollars.
A fraud
was produced.
Norman Brownstein, Daddy Bush's CIA counsel when he was CIA director, the one that's in Denver, that's the partner to Larry Mizell, who's on the board of directors with Mizell and Brownstein and Neil Bush at Silverado, Iran-Contra money laundering. They're $12 trillion in 9 years. And Bill Black, who shut the place down, who was FISLA. I have a radio interview with him on my website, folks. You can scroll down to where you see the name Bill Black, University of Missouri, Kansas City, professor of law and economics. But he told how they forced him out and other FISLA attorneys when they were shutting down the SNLs. There was a lot of mortgage fraud, Gene. Now, I found out since 2008 bailout, which I really kind of caused behind the scenes, And then I filed SEC against asset investors, and they got fined when J.P. Morgan got fined. They got fined $2.5 billion. They owe me the reward on that. But I didn't do J.P. Morgan. But Mizell buys from J.P. Morgan right after they're closed down and had to pay his fine. He buys 42% of the pension funds that J.P. Morgan controlled. He bought it for, I forgot what it is, but they're racing over in Park, Kansas, over here near me on the Kansas side. And it's Great West Life is what it is. And out of Denver, which is HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, the largest in the world. And then you got the other Meyer Lansky side of it that Milman had inherited. When he died, the Jewish Crime Syndicate, which now Larry Mizell controls, they control BlackRock Blackstone, which is Iran-Contra drug money. It's filtered into legitimate shopping centers. They were buying up all across the country. Anyway, they ended up becoming the largest financial, and they took over the U.S. Treasury and the largest bank in the United States. So Mizell and Brownstein are basically controlling the two largest banks, one in the world and one in the U.S. currently. I mean, that's how bad it has become. Now, when Leonard Melman died, my ex-witch doctor's father, Otis, called me up and told me whatever lived in him lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him, fallen angel. Now, Otis says the NSA calls them aliens under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement, which John Lear, my friend, a test pilot out there at Area 51, Groom Lake, whatever they call it, now dead. And I interviewed him, and he admitted in the last interview that I'd done with him. It's up on my site. I finally was able to restore it and get it on my site, and it was posted about a month and a half ago. But his father built, in secret, under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement, the NSA calls it. Otis used to call it that. Extended, he said. And they murdered him in 2017. He was working for General Flynn. And he said, don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job, he said, I'll be personally arresting him. And he ended up dead shortly thereafter. Now, then 2 weeks later, General Flynn was under false indictment to remove him from his position. Otis confined in me one hell of a lot, okay, in different areas. And as he put it, he said, Stu, in 2013, I recorded him, the only time. And I was recording because of a hitman that came out on Jesse Ventura's website and his program he had on Al Gore's network. Now, that was being financed by Otis, and a couple of generals were financing him. Now, Jesse Ventura had a lot of good information on about a lot of things that were popping out. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up because, Gene, the things that you know are phenomenal. I mean, they can come to your website, they can get the Tatum Chronicles and the other things, can't they?
Yeah, my website was actually hacked. It was down for a long time. I've got a mirror site up at JimTatum.com.
No, it's HTTPS. https://chiptatum.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep, it has links to the Tatum Chronicles. And I've written four books. Four books are there, including one about the virus. Called The Ver. They wouldn't let me call it The Virus because of the censorship.
Okay, what do you mean by the burn? What's it about this jab that everybody got?
Yeah, it's about the actual virus and the planning committee. Months before the virus before it was announced, at the planning committee with Gates and others, Kissinger and Chinese planning for the virus.
So was it the Chinese that were behind it, or was it U.S. intelligence, the shadow government, as we used to call it?
Yes.
Combined?
It's all one. It's all one, Stu.
Okay. We've come to that point then. Probably, yes. As I asked Otis, when I said, well then, Otis, I said, if there's 200,000 aliens registered with the NSA, you're telling me I said, they're fallen angels. I'm in agreement with you, Stu, but he said, the NSA refers to them as the aliens. Now, John Lear built 150 saucers, his dad did. He sold Lear jets in 1952 to 58. 150 saucers, flying saucers for the government from the alien agreement. They gave us alien technology, the saucers, space-time, look in the future into the past, transfer people into the future, into the past, Montauk and some of those places. I've come to know a lot of people. One guy that was involved in Montauk up there in New York, shipping kids into outer space, into space-time, I met him at a conference out there I spoke at near Area 51 one year, and he was dead. He proved to me he was dead, supposedly on paper. His wife was the one that was working, taking care of him. But they murdered people, like they did William Casey. And then Gene, after Casey shipped to Bethesda, and they got security above him and security below him, and he's laying there dying for 10 to 14 days, I forgot what it was, after being shot in the head with Daddy Bush with a needle into his temple, causing that cerebral hemorrhage. Otis saw him, and Otis's partner, the assistant to William Casey, they both were in there, and Casey told him what he had done. Well, Casey ran his mouth to the nurses and the doctors and told everybody everything about Daddy Bush and what he was going to testify to in Congress. And he was pretty coherent in telling them. Well, it turned out to be that every doctor and every nurse that worked on William Casey around the ships all were suicided within 6 months. They died of a car crash rollover, or they shot themselves behind the ear. Just thought I'd put that tidbit out there.
That's a bad place to shoot yourself. Walk away,
man. Yeah. What do you think of the world scene? Do you think we're at a point we're going to have a war? World War?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How far out?
There's no doubt there's going to be another war, and a big one.
Yeah, how far out are we?
And if this guy stays in office another term, it'll be sooner than later, I guarantee you. Because there's no respect. You know, the only thing we had going in the military forces is that the fear of the thunder that we could produce, you know, the awe. And that doesn't exist any longer.
So they're not afraid. They're not afraid of the United States.
Got a guy in charge. Got a guy in charge. Can he walk up steps? Stumbles over his own feet and over his own words. You know, there's no fear.
Well,
fear is the only thing that kept everything in check. There is no fear.
So, what do you think the war is going to be? Do you think it's going to be the United States against Russia and against China?
I would say there are going to be several, not just Russia and China, several countries where the United States has treated terribly over the years and forced them to do things. Me being one of the administrators in that, forced them to do things that they didn't want to do through intimidation, through blackmail. They don't forget that very easily, Stu.
Yeah.
And they're just biding their time and waiting. And when the time's right, the frog jumps, you know?
Okay, now, you're familiar with the voodoo drug. And they'll invite some new congressmen and so forth there, like Jack Abramoff did. And then they transport kids in, Daddy Bush will show up, the whole bit. Now, then the finders, which Jim Rothstein exposed, and then that fake Ted Gunderson was running around trying to say that he release those documents, and he didn't. But Ted Gunderson interviewed you the first time down in Florida, and it was a pretty good interview. That's the reason you got it up on your site. But the guy turned out to be a plant, trying to destroy my reputation, and I didn't like it. And he killed Jackie McGauley, McMark preschool case. He murdered her personally. I know he did. But this guy was dangerous. But you do have a video up there on your site, so I wanted to mention that because I didn't like it. But that's your business to have it there. But you've made a lot of noise, and you ruined Jeb Bush's election. You wouldn't assassinate Ross Perot. And you even met Timothy McVeigh, and you were at a jail cell next to his. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so you learn more information. Yeah, so then we got, let's see, what else? Oh my God, it's list is phenomenal. Now, what do you think is going to happen in the Middle East? Seriously, going to blow up in their face?
You know, having worked with the Mossad, worked with the Israelis, and with the commandos, I respect those men and those women, but I don't respect their government. I understand their point against Hamas, and yeah, Hamas needs to go.
Well,
probably the Israeli government needs to go too.
Yeah.
But in my mind, if they made that whole zone in the Middle East a wasteland, it wouldn't bother me. Wouldn't keep me awake at night. That's for sure.
Yeah, it wouldn't keep.
You can't just throw darts at one side and not throw darts at the other side.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now today on the news they were reporting that Israel's pulling water out of the ocean and dumping it down into the Hamas tunnels underneath Palestine, or the occupied Palestine. Oh boy, Israel has never kept their promise with those people. They made an agreement with Jimmy Carter and even Sadat, the president, shot at his own reception, you know, military. Shot and killed because of his, and then an Israeli, I forgot what his name was, that supported it. But they've never lived up to their agreement whatsoever with Palestine. Never. Now, Joe, you want to chime in here? We got about 20 minutes left of this.
Well, I just got into what Chip has said. I have no idea if one Israeli guy gave me a good idea of what to do. And he said, form cantons, counties, and then don't build the wall, because if you build the wall, then you can't negotiate. Well, obviously, you built the wall. And now, in my opinion, that was a 9/11 event. Because we know that there were helicopters, IDF helicopters, that opened up on the civilians. And they just destroyed like around 200 cars. Now, Hamas did commit some atrocities, but also the Israelis participated. And Chip, do you think that they're after the gas stuff that's off of Gaza?
No, I don't think so.
Mizell's in control of that gas. He bribed that president of Israel. I forgot his name, the president. And he was brought up 12 times on charges. And Mizell's charge, he got off, where he bribed him for those wells. But the last charge, he was put to jail for six years. What was that guy's name, Joe? Yeah, but Israel's always been a place that, you know, went on, like Gunther Rusbacher. Do you remember him, Gene?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Gunther, you know, people go up on the front of my website and look for that helicopter. Those are documents from John Cole. And John Cole was locked up in Springfield where I was being evaluated, and he said nothing was the matter with me. They had Cole down there because he's FBI counterintelligence. And he was running the counterintelligence on those F-16 fighter jets, Apache helicopters, M-1 tanks being shipped to Granite City Steel, Granite City, Illinois, right there across the Missouri line from St. Louis. And those documents are real. That's what got Cole nailed and put in jail with me. So I publicized them for him. And he is up on Sybil Edmonds' site, whistleblowers.org or something. She won't put me up because I wasn't a government employee, even though I did cause some scandals and congressional investigations with letters thanking me. But, hey, payback's a bitch, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, Stu. Hey, Joe and Stu, let me say this. Let me bring something else into the into the classroom here. The military industrial complex. How much money is the U.S. shipping out between Ukraine and Israel? How much money is being moved?
A lot.
$100 billion.
A lot more than that between the two.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And how much of that money actually gets to them, do you think? Where is that scraped off?
Yeah.
We loved it. In my day, we loved it when we could get a good war going, because not only would we end up being able to scrape all this money out of those contracts, out of what's being sent there, because it's never well accounted for, thus the billions of dollars that the U.S. Department of Defense said they couldn't account for.
Like the Biden
all
kid.
This money moves. Yeah, all this money moves, guys, and no one really accounts for it.
Yeah. It doesn't.
And then when these wars are all said and done, we pull away, and all these top-rated arms, all these great arms of ours, missiles, small arms weapons, missiles, tanks, vehicles, aircraft are all left. And where do those go? Those go to the arms dealers to be sold on the market and used against us again.
Well, we're in a world of crap. That's all I know. I feel it coming. Now, Super Spook Otis Johnson in 2017, before his death, and he was murdered because of that operation him and General Flynn were running. Now, I had the honor to salute General Flynn as he saluted me after I put Otis on an airplane with him. He walks up the end of the stairs, and General Flynn comes out and salutes Otis, and then he turns around and salutes over at my direction as I'm driving off in Otis's Cadillac up in Grand Island, Nebraska. And they went to Bluffdale, Utah, and he came back and told me, "Stu, you're right, they got an alien base hooked up to it, and he said it's 6 stories below ground, private contractor, Daddy Bush controlling it." So that's your artificial intelligence that's hooked up to everybody. If you got a cell phone, a computer, you're on the internet, you're screwed. You're an electronic toy. Satan's antenna. Now, I've got Charlene on for a second, Gene, and I brought that up because she's been doing magnificent work pertaining to exposing and hooking up what the electronics will do to you, these cell towers, etc. And Otis had told me in the Super Collider, space-time, hang on, Charlene,
yes.
you're making noise or something is. Anyway, someone's phone ringing or something. Just
not me this time.
Okay,
I'm
okay,
smart.
Okay. Now, sorry. Now, you've done a lot on this electronic side, but Otis told me that they saw in the Super Collider over there in Switzerland that in 2025, a fireball 6 times the size of planet Earth would hit Earth sometime by 2025 or during 2025. And he said that sometime before then, now this was in 2017, he said between 2021, late, and 2025, he said 2 stars would hit planet Earth. Now he was talking about, I said, well, you're talking about wormwood in Revelation 13. He says, probably, Stu, yes. Because 2/3 of mankind are going to die from drinking the water. Bitter. Whatever that means. You know, poisonous. But those things are going to happen, he claimed. Now, I'm watching, you know, one thing God has shown me after reading the Bible a few times, and dispensationalism, I'm going to agree with Joe on, and too many versions of the Bible, and they say something different. But 2 things stick in my gut. Earthquakes and volcanoes, and what's happening right now on the planet. We're getting some severe weather. And of course, that comes back to heart manipulation. And Dane Wigginton's got the best site for that to look at what they're doing weather wise. Now, Gene, Otis told me all of us are now a signature on the planet. He said they will have in 2013, he said they would have chips in all the toasters, in all the ice boxes, everything, so they can listen to you and monitor you. Is that true?
They can listen to and monitor you now. I mean,
yeah.
If you think WhatsApp and these other other crypto system that have crypto and they're protecting your privacy can't be hacked. Or you're wrong.
They're listening.
Supercomputer in Utah and other areas now, in a matter of minutes, they have everything you say.
Yeah, yeah, I know. They're monitoring me from Wichita, Kansas, down there, Cheney Reservoir.
They were able to send an email to anybody's refrigerator back in the 80s. So they were monitoring us in our home years ago. We didn't know.
Yeah, folks, a lot of you may be too young to remember. There one time was a push that the internet would be sent through your electric plugs in the house.
That's right. They still have it. The power company can do that now, but they won't let us have it.
Sure, that's how they run their smart meters. You know?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. And what they have now, the internet providers won't let the power company give it to the people. We should be able to plug in anything and it be connected to the internet. So power company does have that ability, but the people can't access it. If you want internet, if you want to access the internet, you've got to pay through a internet provider to have it in your home. But it's available through your wiring. So when you put a wire in your house, your ground and your hot wire and your neutral wire, when you put all of that and hook it up to your meter, the internet is provided. And the power company has access to it, but they won't let us have it.
Charlene, I'm going to give you all this one step even further than that. You want to charge your telephone? You don't have to plug it in now, do you? Get the electric charge going to your telephone through the air. Just lay it on a charging base.
I had no idea. I gotta get one.
So if that's there, what other signals come out? Go in.
Exactly.
Well, I know
we have RF, ELF, EMPs. It's amazing what we have going through the air.
Okay, now, Charlene, if I may, you're a former nurse, and you've been coming up with the stuff about this crap mental health, these nutcases shooting up everybody. By the way, we had a killer on the loose, hit three cities in Texas, and then we had Las Vegas shooting up with school today. People dead every place. I think part of it's MK Ultra, and part of it could be the clones out of Hope, Arkansas. Now, Charlene, you turned me on to something called Lugols, L-U-G-O-L-S.
Yes, it's potassium iodide, and it will help to get this electromagnetic radiation out of your system that comes from your cell phone, TVs, and we're just bombarded with it. Our bodies are just drenched in this electromagnetic radiation. So if you're targeted, you need to be taking that potassium iodide every day. Put a couple little drops in a glass of water and drink it down. You shouldn't take any more than four drops a day. But it helps. It really helps. It gets rid of the infection that it causes to grow on your skin. And people don't see it. You can't even see it on your skin until you start treating it.
It helps kill fungi from this radiation in you. Now,
right. It causes a fungal infection, and the more you are targeted, the more it grows, and the more it grows, the more you're targeted. So,
if you're targeted with stone, here as an example, Gene, you're familiar with E-Systems, Daddy Bush's company there in Dallas, and the Stonar technology hooked up to that, all those satellites, the Westar satellite system. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
Okay, that's
not my area.
Okay, that's where Otis was assigned after he got locked up in the hole when they found out him and John Gotti's cop bust were roommates in protective custody. So they threw them both in the hole. Anyway, they abandoned and signed Otis down there so they could watch him. Finally got out of the place and got over the NSA and out of there. But they're DOD. And they shoot you with what's called Stone, STONE hyphen R technology. The Westar series of satellites, and said 100 million people worldwide were being hit every day. It's in their nighttime. And in the United States, they started up about midnight and go through about 5 o'clock in the morning, and they pick off 10 million people right here in the United States. And what it does is breaks down your immune system within 3 to 5 years, and you die from the from catching a cold. You die of pneumonia because it eats up your potassium, your potassium, your magnesium, your iron, and zinc are the main ingredients.
And your calcium. They'll knock the calcium right out of your brain with the stone off, so you need to take calcium.
But this is very serious, but that's what they killed Otis with, because he told me on his deathbed in Omaha at the VA hospital. Now, there's other things, and I'm glad Charlene jumped in. But your website, it's 2100www2100show.com, and you've got a phone number up there, you've got the email, you've got everything up there that people can contact you.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, now you're doing it on mental health, and you're trying to get, you had it almost, well, it went for vote in Virginia, but Renee's Law. And it pertains to them locking up kids and locking up mental health and all the other to put a stop to it, okay, of what's going on. And so you've got all that information up on your site, and so I just wanted to mention that. But do you have any last questions for Gene Chip Tatum?
Well, I'm hoping to one day soon go live and have people to call in, because I have an actual phone number where people can call. And so when they call, I can record it as we go live. And then it can go up on my site. Or hopefully I can get a local radio station to take it that has... my show that has iHeartRadio, and then from there it will go everywhere. A lot of people listen to iHeartRadio.
Okay, real quick, Renee's Law is something that you're going to be pushing here in another month. Put it up and start pushing it so everybody gets through. Okay, and stop this garbage that the government's doing to people, locking them up and the whole bit, like they tried to do to me for not pleading guilty to that stupid charge of that police department running in the back of me. Gene, you have to check it out. The stalking is Stu Webb. It's on the top bar. But with that said, Joe, I want you to come in here. You got any last questions for Gene?
No. I'm not now.
Okay. Okay.
It's just nice to hear Chip, and he's still alive and kicking, and he is getting along in life.
That's right. That's right.
I'm so glad to hear that you're alive too, Mr. Tatum, because I had heard that you had been killed, and I saw this article on the internet, and I told Stu, and I said, I found a picture of you online, and I said, is he alive or is he dead? You need to reach out to him, Stu. And so I'm so glad that he did, and you're alive, and we're having a show, and so I'm real thankful that you're still kicking.
Well, I'm glad that I'm still on the green side of the grass too.
you got away from the right people at the right time, Gene.
Yeah.
I still can't believe
it was time.
Yeah, that operation you did, that was fantastic, Jeb Bush. I can say a few others too. Now, real quick, Jeb Bush, I forgot the name of his partner. They were in the road construction business or something down there in Florida, wasn't it? Do you remember what I'm talking about? They were supplying the drugs to Charles Keating.
And I don't remember his name. Yeah, I know. Okay. Bush was involved with Jeff Acosta.
Yeah. Well, he was over there. They were supplying the drugs over to Arizona to Charles Keating. But anyway, Gene. Any last words you want to tell the public?
No, folks, keep your eyes open, and I don't mean woke.
The party has already basically started. It's a matter of time. Isn't that what you're saying?
It's
Yeah.
The Roman Empire, the American Empire, historically, same thing. A lot of liberalization going on. When that happens, people just don't care. They go, oh, that's okay. Yeah, let's do this. Okay, let's do this. Yeah, let's do this. There's no restrictions there. And then, it's a free fall.
Well, with that said, I want to thank Professor Joel, and thank you, Charlene Renee, and Gene Chip Tatum. It's always an honor, and it's always good to know you're alive, buddy.
Thanks, Stu. Good to talk to you, everybody.
Good talking to you.
Joe, good to talk to you, and Charlene, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, sign off. Hello, goodbye.